Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure to be part of your day. It's like a dream come true for me. And I know you feel the same way. I know you're all a Twitter about being here. And we got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Robert Levin is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He is the founder and the publisher and the brains and the vision. Well, okay, maybe just the vision behind the New York Enterprise Report. He's a guy that I'm very proud of for what he's accomplished with in his work on behalf of small business owners. He's our good friend. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. I know some of the people who are part of your organization, so I know you're not all the only brains, but I know you're the visionary behind it, and as I've said before, I'm proud of you.
You know, if I'm doing my job right, I'm going to have some people. I have people here, and I do believe I do, that are a lot smarter than I am. That's my dream.
Isn't that the big challenge for small business owners, is to be able to find and lead people and manage people who actually are smarter than you? I mean, that's a real challenge, isn't it?
To me, that's when we're in that position. I think our trajectory curve is going to accelerate.
Yeah. The Blasingame's laws of aggregation, one of them is the key to success is to find good people and help them be successful and let their success aggregate for you. And I know that's what you've done, and it is the challenge, though. But what is the single biggest issue that you see, that you're hearing these days, that small business owners are focusing on?
Well, it's really funny you asked that question. Whenever we survey our readers, which we do all the time, and we ask them what they want to read about, they always say sales and marketing. But now when I sit down with a business owner, which I do all the time, not only for the cover stories that we interview, but just friends and people that I work with, the number one thing they always talk about, always, is people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they have a problem or somebody's doing really well or they can't find this type of person, that is by far the number one concern in everybody's mind.
It's interesting that you say that. And folks, if you, when you hear me talking about these things, I like hearing this kind of backup information that Robert's given us. Robert, we review a couple of surveys. National surveys that other people do who are with me every month, and the number one concern these days, it's not healthcare anymore, it's not inflation, it's not global competition, it's not profitability or cash flow or any of those things. It's what you just said. The number one concern is finding and hiring good people
and retaining.
Yeah. And we've just gone through that ourselves with our little company. And most people that you want to hire already have a pretty good job, don't they?
Yeah.
Good people aren't wandering around out there wondering, where am I going to go to work? Where am I going to go to work?
That's right. And it kind of made me appreciate recruiters a little bit more. We hired a salesperson a few months ago, and for the first time, I used a recruiter and one who specialized in media sales. And it really helps when somebody is not necessarily looking for a job, but the recruiter has a database
mm-hmm.
people. Because, like you said, a lot of the good people are working. I mean, unemployment here in New York is near an all-time low.
Right. Yeah, if you've got any skills and you want to work, not only can you get a job, you can get a pretty good job.
That's right. What my wife says about the unemployment rate is, you know, when it's that low, anybody who wants to be working is working.
That's exactly right. And of course, the challenge that you and I have, Robert, as small business owners, is competing against people who have a lot more resources than we do.
Absolutely.
We've got to be able to sell the vision, don't we? We've got to be able to sell the fun, too, don't we?
You do, because when if it's going to come down to money, I think in most cases, of most small businesses, not all, some can't afford to spend whatever is necessary, but when it comes down to money, we're never going to win that game. I mean, for example, Google has come into New York and hired a lot of people, and of course they can throw all sorts of money and stock options at people. So, yeah, it has to be there has to be a fit, and you have to sell. In my opinion, in terms of selling the fun and the excitement, it's going to appeal to somebody who wants that fun and excitement.
And it's not going to be for everybody, and therefore you got to take a little longer to find people who are interested in that. Robert Levin, ladies and gentlemen, he's the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. He and I will be right back. It's 2012. Stay with us.
And you will know
favorite blues man, Mr. Robert Cray. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the archives and articles and Brain Trust members and the newsletter and the blog. All the things that we do here are right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Come on in. We'll let you in. No barrier to entry. And askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can get small business answers now. It's very simple. It works exactly like a search engine, except we have the answers waiting on you. So check them out when you get a chance. And also, we take you to other resources associated with those answers. And that's free as well. So check it out. Robert Levin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. Robert, tell us a little bit about the New York Enterprise Report.
The Enterprise Report is the media company with the flagship product being our print magazine that serves the New York area small and mid-sized business market. Actually, the way I really prefer to say it is that we're relied upon by thousands of business owners and executives to provide them with how-to information so they can improve their business.
I think you ought to start saying something under a million.
Under a million in terms of circulation?
Yeah, something under a million, yeah.
Right, something under a million. Okay, well, we're definitely there.
Yeah, and I think that has a nicer ring to it. Congratulations again on the success that you've had. And, folks, if you know anything about the publishing industry, you know that the fact that Robert, and, of course, we've been talking to you about this for, 3 years now or so? You've been on the show telling us about the report. The fact that he survived, ladies and gentlemen, in the toughest publishing market on the planet, maybe even in the galaxy, is a testament to his hard work and the fact that you created a pretty darn good product. Give us that website, Robert.
nyreport.com.
nyreport.com. Now you got a big big doings coming up in September, don't you?
The Small Business Awards, which we launched last year, and was just a very successful event. I wouldn't say just for us, really, for the small business community as a whole here in New York. There's a few parts to it. The first part is we have the Best Practice Awards. We're going to give 5 awards to businesses in 5 different categories that have developed a best practice that has led to a competitive advantage. And it's very consistent, really, with the editorial of the magazine, which is full of really best practice ideas. And we thought it was important to do this because, number one, we wanted to recognize businesses based on on best practices, and you don't really hear best practices used as a term with small businesses. You usually hear it with larger businesses. So we wanted to really highlight those companies that are doing something a little different, and that they're seeing results from these best practices. Mm-hmm. We announced a finalist about 2 or 3 weeks ago at an event. They're up on our website, and we'll announce the winners that night. The second part of the
When is that, by the way? This is September. What days?
September 25th.
Okay.
And that's in Midtown Manhattan.
Right.
The second part of the awards program is recognizing advocates of the small business community. This year, among our the people we're recognizing are Commissioner Walsh from the Department of Small Business Services in New York, which is, you know, usually when you think of government and small business, it's kind of like oil and water. But
that's right.
City agency, they have about 200 plus people there that is really making an impact. We're also recognizing, I don't know if you know Joe Connolly, who's with the Wall Street Journal and WCBS 880, who's really the voice of small business here in the New York area. We're recognizing some other people as well. The third component and why I think we had such a strong turnout last year was we wanted to create the foremost networking event for the small business community in the New York area. There's, you know, in the city, in the surrounding area, there's so many networking events that are going on every day, every week, and you know, some of them are good, and some of them could be a lot better. But what we wanted to do was attract a real high caliber of person who's involved in the small business community. We seem to have done that. Many people who came last year said it was the best networking event that they ever attended. Really just a function of who was in the room. That's all.
Why do you think networking, you know, I predicted that in the 1990s that I predicted that networking would be one of the most important things small business owners would have to get good at, a new discipline that they'd need to learn. In addition to leveraging technology, they have to learn how to leverage their networks. Why do you think that's become such a big deal in the 21st century?
That's a really good question. I think there's a few reasons. Number one is if you network properly, it's a very, very powerful thing because there's a guy named Fred Klein who started something called Gotham Networking here in New York, and I think they have over 500 members, many different chapters. And what he says is within your particular networking group, he said that we're all non-commissioned salespeople for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very powerful thing. That really, though, implies that you are networking properly. You're networking, and in doing so, let's say you're in a networking group, you really know the business of the other people in the group, and you know what they're looking for, and the first thing you think about is not what they can do for you, but how you can help them.
That's the key to networking, folks. How many hundreds of times have you heard that said, what Robert just said, that networking is not about what you can do for me, it's what I can do for you. And you have to do that first. You have to subordinate yourself first to successfully network. And Robert, Ivan Meisner is the founder of Business Network International. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. His organization is now truly international. Like, I don't know how many countries, 30-something countries all over the world. Networking is global, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just local. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Robert Levin. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. It's 10 till. Back, it's 7 till, a little bit of Chicago for you there. No mistaking that sound, is there? Robert Levin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the publisher and the founder and the visionary behind the New York Enterprise Report. It's a real live hard copy publication that Robert launched in the midst of a very competitive environment for a certain sector. And Robert, you know, I think one of the reasons why you've been successful, besides your genius, is and a lot of hard work, is the fact that you found a niche. Isn't that what's exciting about the marketplace, the 21st century marketplace, especially for small business owners? Is there so many different little niches that we're finding these days, and we're all finding little niches to be successful in? Isn't that exciting and interesting for the 21st century?
I think when you own a niche, you really have an opportunity because I said it really backwards, because now you have the opportunity to own something, to own a segment of the market. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, all your marketing, everything that comes out of your mouth, everything that comes out of your office, on paper, on the web, is all about that niche. And I think that's a very powerful thing. You get to really focus all your marketing on in one area, and you get to be known as the provider in that for that one little niche. You know, you can't really own, especially as a small business, a very wide market. If you focus on a niche, or maybe one or two niches, you really have a huge opportunity.
And isn't that hasn't the niche concept really change the way we think about competition? Doesn't this kind of fit with a network that you were talking about? For example, you know, at another time, Robert, you and I would have thought of ourselves as competitors.
That's right. I mean, I hear that all the time.
And today, you and I, we think of ourselves as partners because you have your niche, I have mine. We're both working for the same customer, but basically, and you could even have somebody who was in the print magazine business in your area that 20 years ago you would have thought of them as competitors, but today you'd figure out some way to be a partner with that person.
That's right, and that actually exists with us. I think there's two ideas there. One is, yes, that, you know, we're in an environment where we're just constantly looking on how we can better define our niche and then serve that niche. But also, I think it's also a matter of how you look at the world. And if you look at the world as, hey, there's a lot out there, there's abundance out there, then you're going to be a lot more open to you know, working with other people that possibly you can consider a competitor. But if you have a very narrow view and you kind of think, well, there's a very scarce amount of resources out there, then you're probably not going to be open to looking that way. And quite frankly, if you look at everything on the web today, it's all about sharing. And this whole Web 2.0, you know, MySpace doesn't put up a bit of content. It all comes out from the readers. And that's because they see the power in doing that. They see the power in collaborating with the people who come with their website.
And people who don't have that attitude, that partnering attitude in the 21st century, stand out like a sore thumb, don't they?
I think they do. It's not to say that they can't be successful, but I think it's a lot harder for them to do so. And those are the people also who really don't adapt to change very well.
And I don't think they're going to have as much fun as the rest of us are either, do you?
I don't think so. It's certainly a lot less friends.
That's exactly right. Robert, I got about a minute and a half. What last thoughts would you like to share with us?
Well, for anybody who's really dealing with the small business community in the New York area, selling to business owners or small businesses themselves, I hope to see you on September 25th at the Metropolitan Pavilion here in the city. It's really a truly special night where, as I told somebody who's interested in this market, that they'll feel like a kid in a candy store, because the caliber of the people who attend, at least who attended last year, is so high that the networking is just a second to none opportunity. You can get more information about that on our website at nyreport.com. nyreport.com/awards. And if you want to get an idea of what last year's event was like, who attended, and get to see a little video recap, see some of the coverage from Fox News that we got last year, you can go to nyreport.com/awards06.
And so are you planning on franchising this thing? Are you going to do a Chicago Reports Enterprise Report and an L.A. and a Kansas City Enterprise Reports?
There are some plans to branch out, but I think being that we don't have an infinite amount of resources, our first priority is to really achieve success, full success in New York, and then we can look at
stick to your knitting right now. That's a good plan. Hey, Robert, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Robert Levin, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.